You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
I want to talk to you today, continuing in this vein, with justice in an unjust world. Because people need answers today. You only have to turn on your television to see that. You only have to look at the internet to see people are being unjustly treated and they need an answer. And I want to tell you today, I believe the church has the answer. I believe the church is the answer. In the Word of God, we find the answers to injustice. And we've been looking at the story of Joseph, following his story in Genesis. So if you'll go there with me to chapter 39, we're going to continue to follow Joseph because he shows us so many amazing things God does through the life of Joseph. And so as you're finding that, let me just recap that Joseph was born into a complicated family situation. How many can, that you were in that type of situation. He was thrust into a complicated work environment. How many people are in a complicated work environment right now? He had complicated relationships. He was surrounded by many people that hated him without good reason. There was injustice done to him. And so the story picks up like a comic book. Meanwhile, in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Midianite traders arrived in Egypt, where they sold Joseph to Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. And Potiphar was captain of the palace guard. Let me tell you, some people in life are going to sell you out. I'm not trying to get you suspicious or looking over your shoulder, but it's just going to happen as long as people are people. There's going to be some people that sell you out. And so that's what happened to Joseph here. So we have these moments in our life when people disappoint us. But if your faith is in God, you're going to come out on top. It's amazing that with all that Joseph went through, he never lost his faith in God. There's the principle. Love people, but put your faith in God. Love people, but put your faith in God. Because people will disappoint you because people are people. Now, there's people in your life, people in your family. They may at some point, probably at some point, will fall short of your expectations. That's human nature. But God is not that way. God is perfect. God will never fail you. The Word of God says He will never leave you or forsake you. He never leaves His children begging for bread. So Genesis 38 is a little story of Judah and his family. And I'm not going to read that right now, but you can read that on your own this week if you want to. Judah is the one who had the idea to sell Joseph into slavery. He told his brothers, let's sell Joseph into slavery. And you see the fruit of those seeds that he sowed come to show you in the Bible, injustice has a consequence. And so Genesis 38 is about Judah. And I'm not going to get into Judah because I'm not talking about Judah. I'm talking about Joseph. But Judah goes through some very difficult things and he has to reap because of the injustice that he sowed. Genesis 38, 1. Let's start here. When Joseph was taken to Egypt by the Ishmaelite traders, he was purchased by Potiphar, an Egyptian officer. Potiphar was the captain of the guard for Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Can I tell you, even in your difficulties, God is putting you in the right place. Okay, so let me give you what the enemy meant for evil, God turns for good. Can I give you a play-by-play? Okay, so Joseph gets sold into slavery. All right, he gets taken to Egypt. And instead of getting bought by anybody, He gets bought by the head of the Secret Service.
That's good.
Not any Egyptian. It just so happens Joseph gets bought by the head of the Secret Service. Or the head of the Department of Defense, whatever way you want to look at it. So God is still, even when people are trying to take advantage of you, God will position you.
Exactly right.
Write that down. Stick that on your refrigerator. When you're going through a rough day, remember this. Even when people are trying to take advantage of you, God will position you. The Lord was with Joseph, so he succeeded in everything he did as he served in the home of his Egyptian master. Potiphar noticed this and realized that the Lord was with Joseph, giving him success in everything he did. This pleased Potiphar, and soon he made Joseph his personal attendant. He put him in charge of his entire household and everything he owned. Look at somebody and say, success. God will not only position you, he not only put Joseph in the position, in a good position, he also caused him to succeed in all that he did. Can I tell you that God will not only position you, he's going to cause you to succeed in all that you do. Somebody say all.
All.
God is going to cause you to succeed in all that you do. And here's the thing. Now watch. Potiphar takes notice. The world will begin to take notice when they see that you're succeeding in all that you do. Because why? Because God's hand is on you. God's hand was on Joseph. So Joseph succeeded in all that he did. So the world took notice. Even in adverse environments, you will be promoted. It's not about where you start. It's not about where you are. It's about whose you are. When you belong to God, your time is coming. Can I speak that into your spirit today? Can I encourage you with that today? Your time is coming. If you're going through a difficult time right now, your time is coming. Your time is coming. Your time is coming. You're going to have your day in the sun. Why? Because you're a child of God. Joseph keeps rising to the top because he's a child of God. From the day Joseph was put in charge of his master's household and property, the Lord began to bless Potiphar's household for Joseph's sake. How many want to see that? That God's blessing on you is so abundant that the overflow is blessing other people. God's got to bless your boss because you're working for him. God's got to bless your neighbor because he's blessing you. All of his household affairs ran smoothly and his crops and livestock flourished. So Potiphar gave Joseph complete administrative responsibility over everything he owned. Can I repeat that? Potiphar gave Joseph complete administrative responsibility over everything he owned. With Joseph there, he didn't worry about anything except what kind of food to eat. Let me tell you something. You got some pretty good trust going on when you say, you know what? You run everything. I'm just going to worry about the dinner menu. I want to show you this is actually two promotions that happens here. First, Joseph is doing good and God is blessing everything that he does. Potiphar makes Joseph the head of all of his household, right? Second thing is, Potiphar puts Joseph over all of his business. Two promotions that actually happen. Read it, you'll see it. If God's hand is on you in an area, you can't help but get promoted. You can't help but get promoted. At this point, Joseph is looking less like a slave and more like a business manager. Joseph is trusted. Joseph has authority. And I'm sure Joseph is starting to receive some perks. Then trouble comes. Turn to somebody and say, then trouble comes. You have to watch out for trouble. Just when you're doing good, just when you start to get your footing, trouble shows up. Listen, let me tell you something. If you got anything of value in your life, if you got any purpose in your life, if you're on the right track, guess what? Trouble's coming. Trouble's coming. Stay alert. Trouble's coming. So it says here, ladies, y'all will have to help me figure this out, because with all of my biblical background and trying to understand and trying to study the scripture, I didn't understand this part right here, Genesis 39:6. Joseph was very handsome and well-built young man. Maybe somebody after service could pull me to the side and explain this. It's the only part of the whole narrative that I wasn't able to understand. He was very handsome and well-built. What is well-built? Okay, just get off that topic. Get off that topic. Okay. And Potiphar's wife soon began to look at him lustfully. Trouble's coming. So Potiphar's wife propositioned Joseph. Let me tell you this. For every new level of authority, there will be a new level of temptation. It is always this way. For every new level of authority, there will be a new level of temptation. So get ready. If you want to be great, you will be tempted. You will be tested. The rule, if you want to rule in the kingdom of God, you have to learn how to overcome temptation. Great leaders know how to manage, avoid, and defeat temptation in their lives. Genesis 39:8 says, but Joseph refused the proposal. Look, he told her, my master trusts me with everything in his entire household. No one here has more authority than I do. He has held back nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How could I do such a wicked thing? It would be a great sin, watch this, against God. Even if Potiphar didn't see, it would be a sin against God. Say it with me, integrity. God is looking for trustworthy people to elevate. God is looking for people of integrity. If God can't trust your character, how can he trust you with authority? Integrity is what you do when nobody else is looking. When nobody else is looking, do you still do the right thing? Integrity. So when God makes you a leader, you have to know where the line is, where integrity is. You know, the problem is, a lot of times in the world, people don't know anymore where the line is. They don't know what's ethical and what's not ethical. Because we've gotten removed from the Bible now, and so the Bible is not an authority out there in the world. And so now it's, well, where is the line? Maybe it's here, maybe it's here. I don't know, maybe it's over here. Who knows, right? It's relative, right? So as a leader, you have to know where the line is. We can see a difference between Adam and Joseph and how they responded to temptation. Are you an Adam? Are you a Joseph? Adam said, she made me do it. She made me fall into temptation. Joseph said, God is watching me and I am responsible for my actions. We can be blame shifters or we can be leaders. Joseph was a born leader. He said, look, God's watching me, and my integrity is too important. God elevates integrity. God elevates just people. But she keeps, Genesis 39:10, putting pressure on Joseph day after day. Can you imagine that? Every day coming into work? Some of you might deal with that. Every day coming into work, but he refused. And he kept out of her way as much as possible. Stay away. My father taught me, stay away from temptation. You don't have to beat it if you stay away from it. Stay away. Joseph stayed away. as much as possible. Let me tell you, temptation will find you soon enough without you going out looking for it. Without you being available. Stay away. If you're weak in an area, stay away from that. If there's some people that you need to spend less time with, stay away from that. Maybe there's some activities that you know you need to stay away. Stay away from what can make you fail. The cost of your purpose, that the value of your destiny is so great. Why would we risk it by hanging out with temptation? Right? What's the old saying? How can you play with fire? Eventually, you play with it long enough. You hang out around temptation long enough. Joseph knew that. He said he stayed away from her as much as he could. Verse 11. One day, however, no one else was around. That's a bad combination right there when nobody else is around. One day, when nobody else was around, he went to do his work. And she came and grabbed him by the cloak, demanding, "Come on, sleep with me." Joseph tore himself away, but he left his cloak in her hand as he ran from the house. When she saw that she was holding his cloak and he had fled, she called out to her servants. Soon all the men came running. "Look," she said, "my husband has brought this Hebrew slave here to make fools of us. He came into my room to take advantage of me, but I screamed. When he heard me scream, he ran outside and got away. But he left his cloak behind with me." Let me tell you again, there is a battle over position.
That's right.
This major battle, because God wants you to have the position, but the devil wants to have the position for himself.
Right.
I want you to see here, she strips him of his robe, his cloak, in the same way that his half-brother stripped him of his robe. The enemy is after the position that God has given you. The enemy is after your position. The half-brothers took the robe. Potiphar's wife took the cloak. Always trying to take position. You must guard the position God has given you. There is a battle over your position. The enemy wants to strip you of your position. So she kept the cloak with her until her husband came home. Then she told her story. "That Hebrew slave you brought into our house tried to come in and fool around with me," she said. "But when I screamed, he ran outside, leaving his cloak with me." Potiphar was furious when he heard his wife's story about Joseph, how he had treated her. So he took Joseph and threw him into prison where the king's prisoners were held, and there he remained. Listen, the enemy not only wants to strip you of your position, what does it say that she did with his cloak? She held on to his cloak. The enemy not only wants to strip you of your position, he wants to keep your position. When the people of God don't stand up and take their position, guess what? When the right people aren't in position, the wrong people are in position. The enemy wants the wrong people in position. So if he can get you out of position, or he can strip you of your position, or he can frustrate and confuse you out of your position, or he can tempt you out of your decision, your position, that's what the enemy wants to do. The people of God need to stand up and take their position in the city. Take their position in the nation. The people of God need to step up and take their position. Otherwise, a counterfeiting person will take your position. Do you see that? That there's something more to play. Joseph said in his words there that he said, no one outside of Potiphar has as much authority in the house as me. And she said, I want that authority. What is the state of the world look like when God's people don't stand up and lead? Think about it. Wicked, godless, When the people of God don't stand up, we have godless leadership. When we don't do our part in the business environment, we don't take our position in business, what happens? We have godless, wicked business. When we don't take our place in education, what happens? We have godless, wicked education. When we don't take our place in politics, guess what we have? Godless, wicked leadership. Once again, Joseph is stripped of his position. This time, he goes not into slavery, but into prison, which in this particular circumstance, it was a step below slavery. Slavery, you could maybe, it looked like Joseph was on the pathway to maybe getting his freedom. In prison, he's fallen back even down to a lower rung here. It was lower than slavery. Sometimes when you think you're getting ahead, the enemy tries to come in and knock you out. Just when you feel like you're starting to make some headway at your job, amen, with your family, the enemy tries to come and mess up your career. There's a light at the end of your tunnel. Can I tell you that? I want to tell you, no matter what the devil does, if you hold on to God, God will always promote you. God will never be outdone. The enemy knocks you down to slave, God makes him business manager. You know the rest of the story. And knock him down to prison, we're about to see the promotion that he gets. Because this is very important to understand about how God works. If you are on the path of God, no injustice can hold you back. When you are a child of God, moving in the purposes of God, nothing can hold you back. Okay? Yes, Joseph could have handled things a little more tactfully with his brothers. Yes, he could have been a little more discerning with Potiphar's wife. But when you're a child of God, moving in the purposes of God, nothing can hold you back. You might get knocked down. You might get pushed off track. But God is going to bring you right back to where you need to be. Somebody needs to hear this today. Somebody needs to take this to your job with you tomorrow. No matter what the enemy tries to do, and the enemy uses people. The enemy can use your boss. The enemy can use a coworker. Enemy, you can use a family member. Not saying our family is the enemy. Not saying that that person at your job is the enemy, but the enemy can use people to try to knock you down, push you down. But if you're a child of God, holding on to the things of God, you will promote it. Say this with me, God is faithful. But the Lord was with Joseph in prison. Let me tell you something, wherever you are today, God's with you. If you're holding on to God, God is holding on to you. The Lord was with Joseph even in prison and showed him faithful love. And the Lord made Joseph a favorite with the prison ward. Before long, the warden put Joseph in charge of all the other prisoners and over everything that happened in the prison. The warden had no more worries because Joseph took care of everything. The Lord was with him and caused everything he did to succeed. Can I just tell you, be faithful where you are right now. Even if you feel like you're in a dead-end job, you're in a prison of a job, be faithful. Do your best. Let God just work through you. Let God bless what you're doing. And the world's going to see it. God's going to see it. God's going to open doors. Either God will just bust that situation right open and make a promotion there in the middle of a dead-end job. Or God will extract you from that job and put you in another job and cause you to get promoted in that job. It all works for you. We see this pattern in Joseph's life. Everywhere he goes, even when he's knocked down, he's eventually promoted. Even when bad things happen, God makes it work for Joseph's good. God is working in the same way in your life, in our lives. Every time the enemy tries to slam you, push you down, take from you, sabotage you, the Lord will promote you. It doesn't matter what the enemy does. If you're doing what you need to do, it doesn't matter what the enemy does if you're doing what you need to do. Problem is, we start looking at everybody else, what they're doing wrong, what they've done wrong to us, and what they're doing, how they're blessed. And no, we have to say, no matter what the enemy is doing, I am doing what I need to do. So I want to encourage you. I want to strengthen you today. A righteous person's steps are designed by God. No weapon formed against you is going to prosper, whether you're at home or in the workplace or somewhere else. No weapon formed against your finances, listen, is going to prosper. You might get down. The enemy may rob you. The enemy may lie about you. The enemy may strip you of what's precious to you. But God. God is about to step in and there will be justice. Let's bow our heads today. God, we put our trust in you. No matter what it feels like right now, no matter how we're frustrated with different circumstances, no matter what it looks like, no matter who has wronged us, you are just. And you make justice happen. So I speak justice into every person's life here today. That whatever injustice has happened, I speak the justice of God upon you. That God would intervene on your behalf. That no matter what you circumstance has enslaved you, or whatever circumstance has caused you to be a prisoner, I speak God's justice. I speak God's freedom. The word of God says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. The Spirit brings freedom. The Spirit brings life. The devil may have at one time or another or currently stripped you of your robe, of your authority, of your position, of some assets. But I want to tell you, be prepared, because God is about to give you an even greater robe. Can I tell you that the robe that God gave Joseph, his spiritual father, gave him a robe that was much greater than his natural father. The first robe was less than the last robe. And I want to tell you that the robe that God is about to put on you, the robe that God is about to put on your life, if you stay faithful to Him, if you stay faithful, if you stay faithful, you may go through difficult circumstances, but you will rise to the top. God will bless your business. God will bless your endeavors. God will bless your family. God will restore things that have been lost. God will make you greater than you were. Lord, I thank you, God. I speak faith. I speak trust. And I speak justice in the name of Jesus. And I just want to pray for anybody that may feel a little disconnected from God today. Maybe you felt something in your heart today, but you know you're not where you need to be with Jesus. Just slip up your hand today. I want to pray with you, because there's nothing like connecting with God. There's nothing like knowing Him. Maybe you've never known Him, or maybe you have just kind of gotten some distance there. God wants to reconnect with you today. I see that. Amen. Amen. I see that. If you raise your hand, I want to pray with you right now. Going to have our prayer team. Just if you're part of the prayer team, just put a hand on their shoulder. And I want you to pray this prayer with me. Everybody say this prayer together with those that are praying it. Jesus, I want to reconnect with you today. Thank you for all that you are. Thank you for all that you've done on the cross, taking my sins away, reconnecting me to the Father. I want to walk in your purpose. I want to walk in your plan. Teach me. Teach me. I give you my life. I want to have a relationship with you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give God the praise today. Let's give God the praise today.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.